You're listening to a podcast from Media Access Australia, Inclusion Through Technology.
I'm speaking with Dr. Scott Hollier, Media Access Australia's Specialist Advisor, Digital Accessibility. And today's focus is on an exciting new website, affordableaccess.com.au. The purpose of the Affordable Access Project is to create an online resource where people with hearing, sight or cognitive disabilities and impairments can find information on low-cost software and devices that support their everyday needs, which were put together by Media Access Australia with support provided by ACAN, the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network. Scott, first up, when did research first commence for this project?
We started the research in the second half of 2015, and really this project came out of a need from consumers, from contacting us about the fact that they wanted to know how can we buy accessible products and make sure that they're something that's also affordable. I mean, there's some fantastic accessibility things, say, in the Apple product line, but they're often deemed to be too expensive. So we've often had people say, well, yeah, what are my options in terms of affordable technologies? So as a result, ACAN was very kind to support the funding. And yeah, in the second half of 2015, we did a lot of research around what consumer products were out there that were accessible. Also with the support of our partner Visibility, who did some face-to-face research contacting people over the phone as well, just to make sure that the information was very closely aligned with people's needs. And through that, we've published this accessible resource.
Fantastic. The Affordable Access website has four content categories: what's accessible, what's affordable, what's suitable, and what's possible. Can you briefly take us through these four content categories?
The What's Accessible section really looks at the operating systems and what the accessibility features are that are built into those. So we're talking about things like using Microsoft Windows, we're talking about using Google Android, and just going through the availability of things like screen readers so the blind person can use a computer, magnifiers, on-screen keyboards, the ability to play back captioned videos and things like that. In the What's Affordable section, we really go into depth about the specific products. So we're looking at things like what tablets can you buy for under $250, what smartphones will run software that is accessible, and what are some of the great little devices like the Google Chromecast that lets you connect to a TV and show videos in a really big print, or even just to mirror your small device on a big screen. So the key is really to look at firstly what the accessibility features are in popular devices, and then to talk about some of the devices themselves. In the third section, we break this down into what's relevant for particular disabilities and particular roles. So we look at vision, hearing, mobility. We also look at, in terms of people, carers and families, we look at people in the workforce and students and seniors. So we focus a lot, not just on the technologies, but also the people that need to access them. In the final section, we look a bit at people who are tech savvy, and in the What's Possible, we focus on if you really want to maximise the absolute cheapest device or the best access, what are some of the things you can do in terms of, say, manually updating your phone or sourcing products from other countries or using something like a Raspberry Pi, which is a $35 computer that can be made accessible. So it's a bit more of the tech side of things for that section, but a lot of people have said, look, we have information and abilities, so you know, we'd like to see some of that, and that led to the creation of that section. So overall, yeah, we've got these four sections on the site. So for consumers, there should be some great options out there to understand what their needs are and source the device which is best for them.
That's great, Scott. And there's also resources that various groups of people can download that's tailor-made for each group. Can you take us through them?
There were four main user groups that we focused on to provide support around affordable access. The first one being seniors. So we looked in terms of what seniors need the most and what technologies are both well supporting of their needs and affordable. And what we found is that seniors generally favoured a desktop computer running Windows, and the main reason for that is because it's very familiar. It also supports pretty much all assistive technologies that are on the market that support Windows. So that's a really good option for seniors, and often seniors don't travel around as much as some of the other groups, so to have something on their desk in a consistent way, we found in our research that works really well. Another group is looking at families and carers and children, so more of a family focus. And in that environment, we found that cheap Android tablets work really well. Not only can they be used for education and being able to install apps on a very cheap device, but also for entertainment. Cheap Android tablets are great to be able to pass to the kids, and they run most Android software, so it's quite effective as an option. Another group we looked at was students, and one of the things about students is they do need to have easy, portable mobile product, and they also need to be able to work on looking at assignments and things like that. So we found in that case, a Windows tablet was quite good because it gave you the portability, but it also gave you the option to be able to do your assignments at home. But that said, we found in terms of a mobile phone, students tended to prefer Android because they are quite cheap and very popular with apps, and especially around things like social media. And the final group was looking at the workforce and if people needed different devices in the workforce. And what we found is that the results were similar to students in that they tended to favour some sort of Windows portable device like a Windows tablet for work and an Android smartphone in terms of their mobile side of things. And for similar reasons, but the priorities were a bit different. So when we looked at Windows tablets, it was mainly a game to be able to do productive work with the Office Suite. But on the phone, rather than being for social media, it was just a need to be always on and always available. So those were the main four groups, and then we looked at that in terms of different disabilities.
And what disability groups are covered?
We focused a lot in terms of vision and hearing and mobility. We looked a lot at whether devices had screen readers or some sort of functionality to support people with a vision impairment. We focused on whether or not videos could be played back with captions, and we looked at things like the ability to interact with switch keys or some other things from a mobility perspective. We also looked at some devices which focused a lot on things like Chromecast, which for listeners who aren't aware of Chromecast, allows you to push the output of something, say an Android device, to a big TV. Now, generally that's used for playing things like YouTube, but one of the really great benefits of the Chromecast is that on many devices you can mirror your small mobile screen onto a giant TV, which from a vision impairment point of view is great because it blows up the text on a big screen. So what was really exciting about this research is we found little tips like that, and it's great to get that information out there.
And it's out there right now, affordableaccess.com.au. This content-rich website contains freely downloadable resources specifically created for students, carers and parents, seniors and those in the workforce. Well, that's brilliant, Scott. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
This podcast was presented by mediaaccess.org.au.